Hi folks, I am Curtis Peoples, your host for the Music Crossroads of Texas. On the show, you will hear popular and rare music from your favorite West Texas musicians, as well as selections from other Texas artists. Join me each week as I explore the highways and back roads, seeking out the diverse music that our great state has to offer. Sit back and relax for an hour as I take you down the Music Crossroads of Texas. Hi, welcome to the Music Crossroads of Texas. I'm your host, Curtis Peoples. On today's show, we take an entire hour to look at the career of Guy Clark. In addition to music from Guy, we also have an interview with Tamara Saviano, who wrote the Guy Clark biography, Without Getting Killed or Caught, The Life and Music of Guy Clark. Guy Clark was born on November 6, 1941, in the West Texas town of Monahans. There, the family lived in his grandmother's 13-room hotel. After his father finished a law degree, the family moved to Rockport, Texas in 1954, but his time in Monahans would be an inspiration later for some of his most memorable songs. After he graduated high school in 1960, Clark spent some time in the Peace Corps and briefly attended college before settling in Houston for the better part of the decade. In Houston, he worked on guitars and was part of the folk revival scene. His twin occupations were songwriting and guitar building. In Houston, he met other songwriters like Townes Van Zandt, Jerry Jeff Walker, Mickey Newberry, and the folk singer Susan Spaugh, who became his first wife. They had one son together, Travis. After divorcing in 1969, Guy went to San Francisco but soon returned to Houston and met the artist Susanna Talley. Guy Clark started performing in clubs in the mid-1960s but did not release his debut album Old No. 1 until 1975. Even though other musicians like Jerry Jeff Walker had already recorded and released his song, Desperados Waiting for the Train. Let's take a listen to Walker's version from the album Viva Terra Lingua.
Yeah, I play the Red River Valley. Sit in the kitchen and cry. Run the fingers through 70 years of living. You wonder if every well had drilled gone dry. We was friends, me and this old. Desperados waiting for a train. Desperados waiting for a train. As soon as I could walk, he'd take me with him to a place called the Green Frog Cafe. There was old men with beer guts and dominoes lying about the lives while they played. And I was just a kid, they all called me sidekick. Desperados waiting for a train. Desperados waiting for a train. Yeah, he's a drifter, he's a driller. Taught me how to drive his car when he's too drunk to. He'd wink and give me money for the girls. And our lives was like some old Western movie. Desperados waiting for a train. Desperados looked up, he's pushing 80. He's got brown tobacco stains all down his chin. To me, he's one of the heroes of this country. Why is he all dressed up like them old men? Just drinking beer and playing moon and 42. Like a desperado waiting for a train. Like a desperado. He was almost gone. We closed our eyes and we dreamed us up the kitchen. We played another verse of that old song. Yeah, Jack, you know that sumbitch is coming. Like desperados waiting for train, like desperados waiting for a train, like desperados waiting for a train, like desperados waiting for a train.
Being 6 years old, I had seen some trains before, so it's hard to figure out what I'm at the depot for. Trains are big and black and smoking, steam screaming at the wheels, and bigger than anything they is, at least that's the way she feels. Trains are big and black and smoking, louder than July 4. But everybody's acting like this might be something more than just picking up the mail. Are the soldiers from the war? This something that even old man Wyman never seen before. And it's a late afternoon on a hot Texas day, and something strange is going on, and we're all in the way. Now there's 50, 60 people just sitting on the cars, and the old men left their dominoes and come down from the bars. And everybody's checking, old Jack Kittrell check his watch, and us kids put our ears to the rails to hear them pop. So we already noted when it finally said train time, and you'd have thought that Jesus Christ himself was rolling down the line. Cause things got real quiet, Mama jerked me back, but not before I'd got the chance to lay a nickel on the track. Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Big and red and silver, she don't make no smoke. She's a fast rolling streamline, come show folks. I said, look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. She never even stopped, but she left 50 or 60 people still sitting on the cars, wondering what it's coming to and how it got this far. But me, I got a nickel smashed flatter than a dime, by Mad Dog, Runaway, Red Silver, Streamline Train.
Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a Mad Dog Cyclone. Big red and silver, she don't make no smoke. She's a fast rolling streamline. Come show the folks. I said, look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a Mad Dog Cyclone. Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a Mad Dog Cyclone. Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Dishes. Make note of all good wishes and say goodbye to the landlord for me. But some bitches always bored me. Throw out them L.A. papers and that moldy box of vanilla wafers. Adios to all this concrete. Gonna get me some dirt road back street. I can just get off of this L.A. freeway without getting killed a cop. I'll be down a road in a cloud of smoke to some land I ain't bought, and it's his to you, old skinny Dennis. The only one I think I will miss. I can hear that old bass singing sweet and low like a gift you're bringing. Play it for me one more time now. Got to give it all we can now. I believe everything you're saying. And just keep on playing. I can just get off of this L.A. freeway without getting killed a cop. I be down a road in a cloud of smoke to some land I ain't bought, and you put the pink card in the mailbox. Leave the key in the front door lock. They'll find it likely as not. I'm sure there's something we have forgot. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry, babe. Love's a gift that's surely handmade. We got something to believe in. Don't you think it's time we're leaving? I can just get off of this L.A. freeway without getting killed a cop. I'll be down a road in a cloud of smoke to some land I ain't bought. If I can just get off of this L.A. freeway without getting killed a cop. Down a road in a cloud of smoke to some land I ain't bought. So pack up all your dishes. Make note of all good wishes. And say goodbye to the landlord for me. Some bitches always bored me.
Thank you.
That was Guy Clark with Texas 1947 and L.A. Freeway from his first album, Old No. 1. Guy and Susanna left L.A. to relocate to Nashville in 1971, where Guy had secured a publishing deal. In 1972, the couple married and Townes Van Zandt was the best man. Clark credits Townes as one of the reasons he started writing songs. Let's take a listen to a Townes Van Zandt song that Guy Clark penned.
Now me and this friend named Street Life Brown, we got a bottle of red and walked uptown, and one hand on the jug and one on time. He said, I'll bet you a dollar against this next line. And I said, don't let the sunshine fool you, don't let the bluebirds tool you, don't let the women do you, put your hand in mine. Oh, advice is fine if you got a mind to listen to them that's got the time, but the muse will get you if you don't watch out. He's equipped to know what it's all about. Don't let the sunshine fool you, don't let the bluebirds tool you, don't let the women do you, put your hand in mine. Off Fannin Street in the afternoons, an easy way to get a tune, but the hard soap salesman, he said no dice. When I asked politely for a better price, he said, don't let that sunshine fool you, don't let them bluebirds tool you, don't let the women do you, put your hand in mine. Well, here's a song for you, child of mine, I hope you make it through this time. Get yourself a piece of that rainbow pie, no reason in the world that you can't get by. But don't let the sunshine fool you, and don't let the bluebirds tool you, and don't let the women do you, put your hand in mine. Oh, don't let the sunshine fool you, don't let the bluebirds tool you, don't let the women do you, put your hand in mine. Well, don't let the sunshine fool you.
That was Townes Van Zandt singing the Guy Clark song, Don't Let the Sunshine Fool You. It appears on Townes' 1972 album, The Late Great Townes Van Zandt. Guy was 34 when he released his first album, so his songs sounded seasoned and mature. It would be the same for his follow-up album, Texas Cookin'. He then signed with Warner Brothers Records in 1978 and released several albums for the label.
I've gone down to Austin, Texas. I'm gone down to save my soul. Get that barbecue and chili, eat my fill and come back home. I'm gonna take my baby with me. We're gonna have a high old time. We're gonna eat till we get silly. It sure does make a beer taste fine. Oh my, ain't the Texas cooking something? Oh my, mama, to starve your belly and backbone from bumping. Oh my mama, ain't that Texas cooking good? Oh my mama, eat it every day if I could, all right. I know a man that cook armadillo, tastes so sweet he call it pie. I know a woman make pan noodles, taste so good to get you high. Get them enchiladas greasy, get them steaks chicken fried. Sure do make a man feel happy to see white gravy on the side. Oh my mama, ain't that Texas cooking son? Oh my mama, to starve your belly and backbone from my mind. Oh my mama, ain't that Texas cooking good? Oh, my mama, eat it every day if I could, all right. got fried okra, beat anything that I ever saw. I know a man, a good cabrito, it must be against the law. We gon' get the big old sausage, a big old plate of ranch-style beans. I could eat the heart of Texas, we gon' need some brand new jeans. Ooh, my, ain't a Texas cooking son. Oh, my mama, starve your belly and backbone from under. Oh, my mama, ain't a Texas cooking good. Oh, my mama, eat it up if I could say it. Oh, my mama, ain't a Texas cooking Sunday. Oh, my mama, starve your belly and backbone from under. Oh, my mama, ain't a Texas cooking good. Oh, my mama, eat it every day if I could, all right. Thank you all very much. Had a big time. Thanks for coming out. Don't get better.
Thank you. goodbyes. I'm falling, I'm folded, I'm wilted in place at the sight of you standing with streaks down your face. You got your heart broke, go running from the prison. Get your heart broke, don't give up on believing in me. Heart broke, who kept me from leaving with my heart broke? Well, pride when you're rich is a bore if you're lonely. Sheer madness prevails upon reason to you. But all is not lost, it is only mistaken. A small consolation, but I know just how you feel. You got your heart broke, go running from the reason. Got your heart broke, don't give up on believing in me. Heart broke, well, who kept me from leaving with my heart broke? Sides that need some good touching. Nobody said that it would not be worth it. The human conditions continue such. You got your heart broke, go running from the reason. Got your heart broke, don't give up on believing in me. Heart broke, well, who kept me from leaving with my heart broke? You got your heart
broke. Nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning, out in the garden, get you a ripe one, don't get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging every time I go out and pick me a bit.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Well, you can go out to eat, and that's for sure, but it's nothing a homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad, put them in a stew. You can make your very own tomato juice. You can eat them with eggs, you can eat them with gravy. Eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on a side, put them in the middle. Put a homegrown tomato on a hot cake griddle.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
This life I lead, well, I'd be Johnny Tomato Seed, 'cause I know what this country needs. It's homegrown tomatoes in every yard you see. When I die, don't bury me in a box in a cemetery. Out in the garden, be much better, and I could be pushing up homegrown tomatoes.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love.
can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
We started off that set with Guy Clark performing Texas Cookin' live, followed by The Houston Kid from his self-titled Warner Brothers record, Guy Clark. We also heard Ricky Skaggs singing Clark's Heartbroke, which made it to number one on the charts in 1982. And we ended with Homegrown Tomatoes from Guy's album, Better Days. In April 2018, I was hosting a Women in West Texas music event on the campus of Texas Tech University and had the fortunate opportunity to interview Tamara Saviano, who authored the Guy Clark biography, Without Getting Killed or Caught, The Life and Music of Guy Clark. Coming up is an excerpt from that interview. You can hear the interview in its entirety at kttz.org. Just look for the Music Crossroads of Texas link to navigate to our page. Hi, I'm Curtis Peoples with the Music Crossroads of Texas radio show, and today I'm interviewing Tamara Saviano about her new book, Without Getting Killed or Caught, The Life and Music of Guy Clark. Welcome, Tamara.
Hi, Curtis. Nice to be here.
So we're doing a Women in West Texas music panel here in Lubbock today, and so I had a chance to interview Tamara about the book. This is a great opportunity to learn about your biography about him and your work with him. So tell us how the project got started with Guy and the book.
Well, the project, the brainchild of the project was Dr. Gary Hartman from the Center for Texas Music History,
yes.
Who's a friend of mine. And during South by Southwest of 2008, I went to the Chili Parlor bar with Gary and his lovely wife Francine. And while we were there, Guy called me because I worked with him. And my phone rang and it was the Dublin Blues. I wish I was in Austin at the Chili Parlor bar. And we all laughed. And I answered the phone and I said, Guy, I'm sitting at the Chili Parlor. And he said, don't drink the Mad Dog Margarita. It tastes like petroleum and seawater. And after I hung up the phone, I told Gary and Francine that. We laughed again. And Gary said, you should write Guy's biography. And I said, no.
Yeah.
So there's no way, first of all, that Guy would ever agree to it. He had just put out a record a year or so before, Workbench Songs, that had a song on it called Exposé. Do not write my exposé. I will not kiss and tell. And so I never believed that he'd really want to spend time with a journalist talking about his life.
Mm-hmm.
But Gary kind of pushed me, and so I went to Guy's manager because I was too chicken to ask Guy and thought I'd, you know, make the request and get the no and move on with my life. And Keith Case, Guy's manager, called me, you know, the same day and said, Guy's in. And I was like, what? I can't believe Guy really wants to do this. So I went over to Guy's house and I said, look, Guy, I'm going to be digging through all your stuff and talking to all your friends, and I'm going to expect you to spend hours and hours and hours with me, and you have to tell me the good, the bad, and the ugly,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm going to go away and write this book, and you can't read it until it's published.
Oh.
And he took a big hit off his joint, and he just sat back and said, sounds fair to me, Tamara. And off we went.
But you had known Guy before.
Yes, I met Guy in 1998 when I was the managing editor at Country Music Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew him a little bit through my work. And then in April 1st of 2000, Leroy Parnell, another nice Texas boy, took me over to Guy's house. And it was a Saturday, and we spent all day at Guy's house and listened to him tell stories, and they drank and smoked a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of a goody two-shoes, so I didn't. And the stories that Guy was telling that day were fascinating, and I met Susanna and heard her stories about Towns mm-hmm. Van Zandt. And after that day, Guy and I became fast friends.
Yeah.
We just really hit it off. And so I was already friends with him, and I was working as his publicist by that time. So we already had a good working relationship,
mm-hmm.
and I'd say that we were friendly. But by the end of the book, we were family, you know, we were very close friends.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to do that as a journalist, but that's just the way it happened. So.
Sure.
When you're making conversation, you're trying not to scream, trying not to tell them you don't care what they mean. You're really feeling fragile, really can't get home, really feel abandoned, but you want to be alone. Old friends shine like diamonds. Old friends, you can always call. Old friends, Lord, you can't buy. You know it's old friends, after all. Is empty, the light begins to fade, nothing to protect you except the window shade. It's hard to put your finger on the thing that scares you the most. You can't tell the difference between an angel and a ghost. Old friends shine like diamonds. Friends, you can always call. Oh, friends, Lord, you can't buy. You know it's old friends, after all. Oh, friends, shine like diamonds. Oh, friends, you can always call.
You can always call.
Thank you.
That was Terry Allen singing Old Friends from the award-winning album Tribute to Guy Clark in honor of his 70th birthday. Clark continued to release albums that covered folk, country, and Americana styles. He recorded for Sugar Hill, Asylum, and Dual Tone labels. His songwriting continued to evolve, and he became somewhat of a songwriting guru to many in the music business. Here is a telling and evocative Essential Guy Clark track, The Randall Knife, which he reworked for the album Dublin Blues.
My father had a Randall knife. My mother gave it to him when he went off to World War II to save us all from ruin. Now, if you've ever held a Randall knife, you know my father well. If a better blade was ever made, it was probably forged in hell. My father was a good man. He was a lawyer by his trade. Only once did I ever see him misuse the blade. Well, it almost cut his thumb off when he took it for a tool. The knife was made for darker things. You could not bend the rules. Well, he let me take it camping once on a Boy Scout jamboree. I broke a half an inch off trying to stick it in a tree. Well, I hid it from him for a while, but the knife and he were one. And he put it in his bottom drawer without a hard word. There it slept, and there it stayed for 20-some-odd years. Sort of like Excalibur, except waiting for a tear. My father died when I was 40, and I couldn't find a way to cry. Not because I didn't love him, not because he didn't try. Well, I'd cried for every lesser thing, for whiskey, pain, and beauty. But he deserved a better tear, and I was not quite. So we took his ashes out to sea and poured them off the stern. And then through the roses in the wake of everything we'd learned. And when we got back to the house, they asked me what I wanted. Not the law books, not the watch. I need the thing he's haunted. Oh, my hand burned for the Randall knife there in the bottom drawer. And I found a tear for my father's life and all that it stood for.
Mm-hmm. favorite picture of you is the one where you're staring straight into the lens. Just a Polaroid shot someone took on the spot. No beginning, no end. It's just a moment in time you can't have back. You never left, but your bags were packed just in case. My favorite picture of you has bent and it's faded and it's pinned to my wall. Oh, and you were so angry, it's hard to believe. On your lips, but all I can see is beautiful. My favorite picture of you is the one where your wings are showing. When your arms are crossed, your fists are clenched, not gone. Stand up, angel, we won't back down. Nobody's fool, nobody's clown. You're smarter than that. My favorite picture of you is one where it hasn't rained yet. Oh, as I recall, there came a winter squall and we got soaking wet. A thousand words in the blink of an eye. The camera loves you and so do I. Click. My favorite picture of you. One where you're staring straight into the lens.
We ended the set with a title track to Guy Clark's 2013 album, My Favorite Picture of You. It was his final studio album and it won a Grammy for the Best Folk Album. The cover features his favorite picture of Susanna, who sadly passed away in 2012. Guy continued to work as much as he could while battling a lengthy illness. The last song he completed was Cheer Up Little Darling, a collaboration with Angelina Presley. Guy Clark passed on May 17, 2016, and at the memorial service, Steve Earle, Rodney Crowell, and Sam Bush each made it a point to tell Presley how much the song meant to Clark in his final days. The inspiring waltz, which appears on Presley's groundbreaking new album, Wrangled, opens with a recitation by Clark.
Cheer up. was a time and a place for the blues you have had. Hold what you got, babe. Never give in. It feels like a tight spot, but it's just a loose end. You can't fix the world, girl. It's so badly bent, but you can help it along if you save your own skin. First thing you do, honey, is make you a list of the things that you've done and the things that you've
Tonight's episode of Music Crossroads of Texas will be made available as a podcast on kttz.org for future listening. That's kttz.org. Log on at any time to listen to your favorite tracks again. Music Crossroads of Texas is produced by Rachel Boyd. I'm your host, Curtis Peoples, and I invite you to join me again next week as I travel down the Music Crossroads of Texas.